State and federal wildlife officials are unveiling a billion-dollar plan to restore 15,000 acres of tidal marshland over the next half century. The project is the largest ever of its kind in California, and it's among the biggest habitat restoration efforts in the United States. What were once the Cargill salt ponds are on their way to becoming restored tidal marshes through a plan that promises increased wildlife habitat, new public access trails, and improved flood protection for South Bay communities. This is Your Wetlands.
We've been going through a five-year planning process, and we just released the final environmental impact report for the project, which really means we've passed the major environmental review milestone. And so where we are now is starting to work on getting our permits for the project, which we hope to have in the spring, so that we can begin the restoration project in earnest starting in the middle of 2008.
Steve Ritchie is Executive Project Manager of the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project. He told us about the plan and how his team anticipates it will progress over the next few years.
The key thing about the restoration project is that it's going to take a long time to do, and because we're dealing with nature, there's a lot of uncertainty. So we're going to try to restore tidal habitats that used to be around the South Bay a little bit at a time. We basically developed two fundamental alternatives, one where we convert about half the ponds to tidal habitat, in effect tidal marsh ultimately, and another alternative where we convert 90% of it to tidal marsh. And so what we expect to do is slowly progress towards converting ponds to tidal habitats and seeing how nature responds, because we're hoping and expecting to bring back endangered species that used to inhabit the tidal marshes, but at the same time we have to preserve some of the pond-like habitats that many shorebirds and others have moved into in the meantime. So we're looking to strike a balance in nature. And the real key to this is something we call adaptive management, which means take an action, do some restoration, observe the effects, and then do some more based on what you've learned from that first step.
Steve, the scale of your restoration project is quite amazing.
No one has ever restored habitat to this scale before. This is easily the largest project of its kind on the West Coast and throughout the country, except for maybe the Florida Everglades. And what we know for sure is that nature will fill a vacuum. Exactly how it does it is a little uncertain. So when we go forward with restoring habitats, we'll do a few hundred acres at a time. And as we've done that, design some careful experiments to see how nature reacts and hopefully also to understand why it reacts a particular way. So it is designing careful, thoughtful experiments as we restore ponds to see how birds, fish, and other wildlife react.
Are there specific values to salt ponds? And if so, what are they? And how have the salt ponds impacted birds in general, but specifically shorebirds?
One of the key things about the salt ponds is they have provided a major resting, feeding, and nesting area for thousands of shorebirds that migrate up and down the Pacific Flyway. So while on one hand we think it's been bad for nature to wipe out the tidal marsh that was around South San Francisco Bay, we've managed to fill a different niche out there. And so as we start to convert habitat back to something like it was, we can't just throw the clock back and take everything out, because that would really disrupt the Pacific Flyway for sandpipers and other birds that really depend on San Francisco Bay as a major stopover.
What are some of the other components of the restoration project?
There are three basic goals of the Salt Pond Restoration Project: habitat restoration, flood protection, and public access. And we see those three as going together. You can't have one without the others. In our case, flood protection is going to be a real key element, because we have not just experienced true sea level rise, but we've actually had a lot of artificial sea level rise in Santa Clara County because the ground surface has sunk over time through a process called subsidence, where we've taken out too much groundwater and the ground surface has literally sunk behind the salt ponds. So if we were to break down the levees and let the tide come back in the way we think would be, quote, natural, we actually would flood Silicon Valley, and that would not be acceptable. We're not going to do that. So we need to construct flood protection into the habitat restoration in the form of levees and other features to allow nature to absorb sea level rise. The other thing is we want to make sure that the public gets out there to reconnect to the bay. In the South Bay, people have been cut off from the bay for too long because of the salt ponds. In fact, many people barely even know it's there. So we're going to have, particularly in our first phase, about 10 miles of new trails that will get out into the Salt Pond area and really allow people to get out there, see it, understand it, then really enjoy it.
There are some communities we hear about, such as Alviso, Eden Landing, Ravenswood. Where are they in this project, and how are they going to be impacted?
The project area is broken up into three pond complexes that are geographically separate from each other. One is the Eden Landing complex. It's at the east end of the Hayward San Mateo Bridge, and that's where there are 5,000 acres close to the Eden Shores development. So that will be where we have about 3.5 miles of new trail that people will be able to get to there, and access from a new segment of Bay Trail is actually being constructed next year as part of a separate project. So this project is going to tie into other projects to make sure we have a great network of trails. In the Ravenswood complex at the west end of the Dumbarton Bridge, most of the ponds are actually the most accessible to the public, and we want to make sure that the first pond we restore there really attracts an abundance of wildlife so people can actually see this restoration going on before their eyes. And lastly, the Alviso Pond Complex is the ones at the farthest end of the South Bay. They're immediately adjacent to the community of Alviso, which is a northern part of San Jose, and is actually one of the heavily subsided areas. So one of our first actions will be to open a pond there to start to see how that opening will begin to scour the channel adjacent to the town of Alviso and hopefully provide for more water conveyance out and reduce the flooding risk that has existed there for many years.
Our thanks to Steve Ritchie, Executive Project Manager of the South Bay Salt Pond Restoration Project, for informing us about this historic wetland restoration. By the way, we'll be keeping an eye on it, and we'll be posting updates as it moves along. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the joint venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. We also invite your comments via email. Our email address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kay.